Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, He loves you.
Thank you for tuning in to Pastors ACDC. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Friday, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. And we are just glad to be able to be on the air one more time tonight, where we are just trying to get folks connected with resources for the wellness of their community. We just thank all of our very fine listeners, as always, who continue to call in, dial in, go through the archives, and listen in. And it's just been a blessing. And we thank everyone who has supported us here at Pastors ACDC. It's been a blessing since we've been on the air since last week in April. And it's just been an awesome thing to see how people have been blessed and people have been a blessing to us. And we just want to continue in that mode as we go into the end of the year 2012, moving our way closer to 2013. And we are grateful, amen, for just being able to see another year. So many people that started off with us this year did not make it. So we're glad that we have the ability to be able to be in the land of the living, as they say, one more time. One of the things we want to do is talk about customer service tonight. We're going to talk about customer service. We're going to talk about just being able to. Sorry about that. We want to be able to talk about this time of year and throughout the year about customer service, about just being able to experience it and look at it from both sides. I know it's something that we all like to have good customer service, but sometimes you got to be a good customer too. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk with a young lady we talk to frequently, Misha Hefway, who is in customer service. She deals with a banking institution, and she deals with customer service. And we'll catch her in a few, but we just want to continue to send out all of our prayers and well wishes to the family and friends and loved ones of the folks in Newtown, Connecticut. We are just continue to pray that people will have respect for families and continue to pray and support them and pray for our Congress that they will see a way through divisions in their belief and find a way to help to guide our world and our country as leaders to bring about some things that will help to mitigate or begin to slow down some of the things that are causing or assisting in these types of mass murders that go on. And so we just wanted to keep that on the front burner. But let's get back to our subject tonight, and that is customer service. Customer service means that you have someone who is patronizing a place. I mean by that is going to going somewhere for service, whether it be a gas station, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be a banking institution, whether it be just an information desk. But someone is approaching another person for service. And, you know, in that vein, the person who is giving the service needs to know how to give the service, and the person that's asking for the service needs to know how to ask. So, you know, it goes both ways. And I know in the customer service industry, many times people say the customer is always right, you know, no matter what, because you want to satisfy that customer, and with that satisfaction, begin to produce residual returns, or that person would continue to be a patron of whatever service you're providing. And so in that light, you have to make sure that the customer gets what is expected and what has been told that they should get. And sometimes you have to find a balance, because sometimes people expect more than what can possibly be offered. And so you have that fine balance, and you have that balancing act of trying to, you know, provide that. And then sometimes, like I said, sometimes customers can be a little funky. they can get to a point where they are just a little too much and a little too arrogant, a little too indignant, a little too, I would say, a little too rude, to be quite honest. And when someone's a little too rude, you definitely sometimes have a tough time with dealing with them. But I believe people that are trained properly, they won't escalate the situation, but they will de-escalate the situation, and to a point where the customer is appeased and satisfied, and that customer will remain a customer. And that's, you know, ultimately you want to provide a service that's well, and you want to provide a service that will be satisfying to someone to the point where they will be comfortable and willing to come back, and if they're spending money, to come back and spend money. And so that's what we're talking about tonight, talking about customer service. I know many of you are out in the malls up until New Year's Day. I'm not New Year's Day, Christmas Day. And some of you in New Year's, you know, when you're taking stuff back, you know, returning stuff. And, you know, there's a time where you're going to come in contact with someone who's selling you something or you're returning something, and you want customer service. And I believe customer service is a resource to our community, for the wellness of our community, that if we get it, it allows us to continue to patronize an area or a store, which is good for the economy, which is good for our neighborhoods. When you have a successful entity that's providing customer a service, as well as a customer service that is helping the community thrive. But if you're in an area that doesn't have good customer service, I don't care if it's a name brand store, if that service is not good, then, you know, people will go, you know, out of their way to go to a different place. And that would not be good for that store, would not be good for that neighborhood or that community. And so, you know, customer service is a big part of our community, a big part of our lives. And so we need to focus in on it. So if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And when you call in, if you want to be a part of the conversation, we ask you to push 1, and that will get you in the queue, and we can get you on the air. The number, again, is 347-324-5569. We're going to try to get Ms. Misha on the phone. She's dealing with customers all the time and just trying to get her perspective of being on the other side of the customer. So let's see if we can get her on the line.
Hello.
Hello, it's Misha.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. We're on the air tonight, and we're talking about customer service. And I know you work in the customer service industry, and so you were one of the first ones to pop into my mind of someone that would be able to give us some insight on, you know, being on the other side of the customer. And I was sharing with our listeners that sometimes customers can be rude and obnoxious and nasty.
I agree.
And you really catch it because you work in the banking industry, am I correct?
Yes.
And so when you're dealing with folks' money, I guess they can, to some degree, get really nasty.
Of course, of course. They don't believe that they should follow the rule. Just like with all customers, regardless, you know, well, not if they're doing a deposit, more so, you know, if they want a balance or they just want to withdraw money from their account. If I don't know them because I'm at a new branch, I always ask for ID.
Right.
And, of course, a lot of them are older and they've been banking with the bank hundreds of years and they don't believe that they should have to give their ID, which is not so. Because if somebody else came in and asked to go into this account and it wasn't their account, then they would be fussing at me.
Highly upset with you.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I take it in stride.
Let me ask you a question. There's this old added that the customer is always right. Is that true, that the customer is always right, or is that something that...
No.
Okay.
No, that is not always right. However, what we try to, what I've seen a lot of businesses do, or the employees for the company or whatever, they'll tend to weigh more on the customer side than they would the employees. But since I've been with PNC and I was at my previous branch for 6.5 years, my manager, she was always on her employee side, always, unless she knew, you know, something had went wrong and, you know, she made it known, I'm with you. And I've seen that since I've been in the banking industry, that PNC is a really good bank and they stand behind their people. The customer is not always right all the time. You know, sometimes the customers, you know, they holler and scream and fuss and cuss and all that stuff, even when they're wrong, even when they're right, you know, but because they do this and bring attention to themselves, that's when, you know, a lot of managers, you know, want to sway to the customer side so that they can get them out of the way, you know, they can stop making a scene or what have you. But if the customer is wrong, the customer is wrong.
Right, right. And so, you know, a lot of times you try to do everything that you can to make sure you're providing the service that you have advertised. I think sometimes we get in trouble with customer service if we're not providing the service that we advertise. Have you found that to be a true?
I have, and I do agree to that. I'll just use, for instance, within my bank, PNC does things a lot differently from what I've seen other banks do, and they advertise those things. And so if a customer comes into the bank and say, well, I saw this advertisement about $150, you know, people are always ready to get some money. And, you know, they'll run for that. But, you know, if they see it advertised somewhere and then the employees of the bank or the store, wherever, is not aware of this certain thing, that can become a hassle too. It can become, you know, really ugly. But a lot of times, you know, if the businesses don't advertise, like, for instance, too, when President Obama changed the overdraft thing for the customers, the customers had to be informed of that. And I know some banks did not inform their customers that this was going to be taking place.
Okay.
And that was a really bad thing there, because the customer has the final say-so over, you know, what they want to do with their money and if they want to pay overdraft fees.
Okay.
But, yeah, some banks didn't do that, and it was not good.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
As far as keeping your cool when you're on the other side of the customer, how have you learned how to do that when the customer is trying to take it to one level? How do you stay, you know, calm in the midst of someone acting up?
Well, Pastor, I have to thank God for Jesus, because I tell you, I have come a long way. I have come a long way. I've always been in customer service, but I haven't been as content and peaceful when people, you know, start to do those ugly things. But now I'll just count to five. I'll woosah a little bit. I'll just ask God for guidance and help. It's kind of hard, you know, trying to maintain your composure when people are just talking to you any kind of way. But I've been able to do it. Thank God for that.
Amen. So is customer service, do you think that people need to be trained in it? I always ask the question, you know, when I see someone giving poor customer service, are you a big believer that people should be trained in customer service?
So it's kind of, sort of. I don't know. I mean, some people are naturally customer service people, you know, people's people, interacting and things like that. But customer service is kind of like a given. You know, I don't think that you can really be trained for customer service. Maybe your conversation within the customer service.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm
that.
Maybe like your knowledge of the product. You know what I'm saying? Or what you're doing.
Yes, definitely, product knowledge. You should be aware of all those things, and you do. That's something. I don't know if anybody can get enough training, you know, when it comes to knowing products in any kind of business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that goes along, you know, as time goes along, because from time to time things are going to change with the product, and then you have to get to know it all over again. So.
Right. So you're constantly learning your product, and you know we talk about the ugly side a little bit with dealing with the public.
Mm-hmm.
tell me some of the pleasant moments that people have appreciated your service.
Well, just today, and I thank God that I'm a people person, and I thank Him for just giving me that gift.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer who came in with this ID that looked like it was washed or something or another, but
right.
It looked as if the plastic was peeled off, and when you peel the plastic off, the background comes out a lot more. And she was not aware of that, and she said, "You've been a blessing to me today." And I felt really good about that, and it wasn't me, it was God, because
right.
He's the one who gave it to me. But, you know, just... I often tell my tellers, you be good to your customers and they'll be good to you.
All right.
And this you know, this is not anything that I haven't experienced on my own. But I can share that with, you know, anybody that I come across. Mm-hmm. You be good to others, they're going to be good to you, and they're going to reciprocate that, you know.
I got you.
A lot of people don't do it, but the goods outweigh the bad. I will say that.
That's great. And, you know, a lot of times people say you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
That's right.
And you can be civil with people even when you're giving them bad news.
That's right.
I'm in the service industry also. I found that even when you're giving bad news, if you're civil with people, straight up with people, they might be upset or they might be disappointed or angry.
Mm-hmm.
If you're civil with them and you're straight up with them, I find that they are accepting of whatever the news is, and as long as they feel that you're working with them,
mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you know, people are okay.
That's true. I know that I often say, too, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Ah.
And, you know, if you say it in a manner in which it's going to come across the wrong way, then it's going to be received that way. And so, you know, we all have to take a moment and inhale, exhale, and then say what we need to say. Because we never even, you know, at home, work, school, wherever we are, we don't want to come across in a manner in which it's going to be ugly at the end.
Right, right. Because
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're in customer service business, you know, one of the biggest things that, and I shared with our audience earlier, is that you want residual people to come in. You want people to continue
exactly.
to patronize your establishment. And
mm-hmm.
you know, one of the keys to retaining customers or getting repeat customers is how you deal with them, you know?
Right, and that's the truth. That's the truth. You never want to turn anybody away. When you can try to fix the situation right then and there. We get customers that go to all different branches of PNC, and
right.
each branch does things differently, which makes it so much harder for the branches that try to do things right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has been an issue, you know, just trying to please those customers who have been doing things kind of sort of wrong and backwards, and trying to push them and gear them toward doing it the right way. It's a hassle, but we want to keep them, and so we work with them, and we ask them to work with us.
Right, right. Well, that's awesome because, you know, a lot of times, like you said, people do things different. It might not be according to, you know, the way it should be, but if you're
mm-hmm.
working with them and you explain it to them, that's a lot of times when I'm dealing with someone in customer service, It's the way, like you said, the way you say it and how you explain it. And,
right.
you know, I'm one that asks questions. Sometimes I get a lot of looks, but if I don't understand,
mm-hmm.
you know, I ask the question and hope I get someone in front of me that's going to be willing to explain something to me and not just kind of, you know, blow me off like, you know, please. You know,
right.
You should have
exactly.
known that. And I've had that happen to sometimes to some degree, but if someone takes the time to explain something to me or, you know, I take the time to explain something to someone else,
mm-hmm.
then that becomes have a better relationship with that person.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And even in the banking industry, we have to ask customers questions too. Now, they don't want to answer them a lot of times, but we still have to ask, you know, if someone is going to come in and make a large deposit, you know, where did this check come from?
Right.
What did you get it for? Because nowadays, a lot of fraudulent checks are being passed around. So we don't want this customer to deposit this large check in their account when the check is not any good. Once
right.
PNC will make a check available to you the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the customer will have access to those funds. But eventually the check won't clear the other bank, and here you have spent all the money. Now you owe PNC. You know, so we have a job to do, and I do the best that I can you know, with what I know how to do.
Now let me ask you, we're gonna shift gears a little bit here, and I'm gonna put you on the other side. I know you're in the customer service, a part of your job. Now when you're off work and you're on your own, and you know you're patronizing, you know, different institutions and things like that. Do you? And I find myself doing this. That's why I want to ask you. Do you find yourself critiquing people's customer service?
I do. I have done that before, even at the grocery store, because I used to work at the grocery store. And when they pack my bags, I say, don't put that in there. Please put it in another bag. So I have done that. I am guilty as charged for that. I mean, after doing something for so long, and you know how you like your stuff, it's kind of hard to accept things differently, especially since I've been counting money too. Like, I like all my money facing the same way, and when people don't give me my money facing the same way, I will stand there and put it the same way before I walk away.
So you expect when you're on the other side of the customer service, when you're the customer, do you expect people to give you the service that you give?
I do. And now, because I know my customer service is very outstanding to me, and somebody else might say different. But to me, I know, you know, how I am. And so, yes, I would like for somebody to treat me in that same manner. You know, give me the same thing that you would want me to give to you.
Mm-hmm. And when you receive that and you get that good customer service, do you acknowledge and recognize the person giving it and compliment?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do. Because oftentimes it goes unnoticed. Not just in customer service, everywhere. This is everywhere. When people do good things or have done outstanding in different areas, it goes unnoticed. And so when it happens to me, you know, I say, I appreciate your time, your patience, you know, your service, because you didn't have to do it.
Right. And when you get that type of service, I think it's very important to acknowledge it. And I think it's just human nature that if you get that type of service, that you don't mind coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I have to agree with that.
And I've noticed, and you probably noticed this also in the different branches that you work in, that people are willing to drive, you know, a little bit further to get better service.
I agree. One of my customers from a previous branch drove 30 minutes out his way to come to my branch today.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes, he did. And I've had so many of my customers before I left my previous branch say, when you leave, I know I won't be coming back because you're a hard person to replace.
Wow.
And I didn't want to go, but God had something else in store for me, you know, and I just know I take what God has given me everywhere I go. Mm-hmm.
And you know, we could change gears a little bit, you know, and I know, you know, people have different places of worship that they worship, but people mm-hmm. worship the place just like it's almost like customer service where, you know, they'll go out of their way, they drive the extra 20, 30 minutes past a place of worship 5 minutes from them to come to a place where they feel they're getting what they're needing.
I agree. That's the truth. That is the truth. And it's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because where you're being fed is where you need to be. If this is where you're growing, then that's where you need to be. And I know I drive past many of churches from where I live to the heart of God, but I don't have a desire to go anywhere else.
Amen.
God has placed me there, you know, for a reason, and I'm going to stay there.
Amen. And you know, that type of recognition, I think all of us need to understand that we're all giving a service. You know, we're all providing a service, whether it's you know, on our jobs, whether it's in our places of worship, you know,
mm-hmm.
even to the point where we're with our neighbors, you know. You know,
exactly.
We're trying to stop for each other with our neighbors, you know. And Lord knows we provide service to our kids. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
And I just think that sometimes we take it for granted on both sides. I think sometimes the customer takes it for granted, and then I think sometimes the organization takes the customers for granted. But you wouldn't have a successful organization if you don't have any customers.
I agree.
So we're thankful for you sharing with us tonight. Like I said, you were the first one to pop to my mind. I said she has to deal with folks with money every day. I know that's
every day.
It's customer service and people. I know sometimes people threaten to take their money out, don't they?
They sure do, Pastor. I spoke with a gentleman today from a church somewhere in Maryland, and I tell you, I don't know. I've never known any first ladies too much to be mean and nasty. And this one lady, I don't know if she was the pastor's wife or what have you, but she was really, really nasty to me at the bank. And I called her husband or the man. They have the same name. So I spoke to him, and, you know, I just let him know I didn't mean to cause her any anger.
Right.
But I was rendering her a service that I was supposed to do.
Right.
And so she just took it so way beyond all of the foolishness. It was crazy.
Really?
And so he said, well, I don't think it's your specific branch. It's PNC as a whole. And so we're looking to take our money out of the bank. And so I said, okay.
Wow.
And I left it at that.
Yes, no.
I sure did. I mean,
and again, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way whether you're at a fast food restaurant, a bank, or church, or whatever. You know, people when they feel they're not getting good service, they will up and take their business elsewhere.
They will. But what I need for people to understand is that we have a job to do, just as you would have a job to do at your job. So you can't come into the bank and tell me about my job when I know what my
right.
job entails, you know. And so, you know, you can get angry all you want, but I still have a job to do at the end of the day. And
right.
if I don't do that, I am going to be the one held accountable for that while you're off at your job, at your
right.
house, doing whatever you need to do.
Right.
So.
And so it works both ways. Whatever position you're in, it definitely works both ways. And
definitely.
Just want people to, you know, really, really understand that, you know, if we get down to the point where we try to see it in each other's way and work together, then, you know, we can be civil. And it's, at the end of the day, like you said, both of us can get what we need. I need your business, and you need my service, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Well, Ms. Misha, we thank you for your time tonight. Anything you'd like to say to our listeners?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and God continue to bless each and every one of you.
That's awesome. Awesome. We pray that you will have a great Merry Christmas and a happy holidays, and we look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. I will be there. You enjoy the rest of your evening, Pastor.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Pastor.
That was Misha Petway. She's in customer service at PNC Bank in Maryland, and just sharing with some of the challenges that go along with customer service. And everyone that's ever been anywhere and received something from someone, I'm sure can relate to some of the things that she was talking about tonight. All right, we're going to take a break, and as we take a break, we're going to continue this conversation about customer service. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
You
get to the seat and the seat's, you know, wet or the table's not clean, you know, then the you know, whoever's bussing the table are not doing well. And then if you don't have a waiter that comes to your table correctly, if, you know, the waiter is stretched out, you know, over too many people, then whoever the manager is who is running your establishment is not being a good internal provider, customer provider, customer service provider to the wait staff, and by stretching them too thin, so they're not doing the wait staff any favors. And then, you know, the wait staff is depending on the cooks to prepare the food. So they take the order to prepare the food, and then if the cook doesn't prepare the food correctly, then what happens is that you know, the waiter catches heat for not preparing the food, and then if the manager of the kitchen is not providing enough of the food or enough of what's on the menu, then that doesn't bear well for the cook. And then if the waiter or the wait staff is stretched too thin, then when the cook prepares the food, even if he prepares it right, puts it in the window, if the wait staff gets caught up too long trying to, you know, service too many tables, then the food gets cold and it's not the way the customer desires it. And so then you have this problem with the waiter. You had the problem with the manager. You had the problem with the cook staff, the wait staff, the host staff. And all of this is internal housekeeping, you know, even with the busing, you know, the cleaning staff. And so if all of those people are not seeing their job as being customer service, internal customers of helping each other, then what happens is the ultimate goal to provide a good service for the person patronizing the restaurant, or whatever the establishment is, then that whole goal is missed because the people are not working together, treating each other like internal customers. Instead of just a person coming off the street, you know, spending money for a product, we have to see when we're at work or wherever, you know, whatever establishment we're in, that we actually need to work well with each other, treat each other like customers, so that person that is actually patronizing us, the one that's actually paying our our salary, gets treated well. But in order for that person to get treated well, we have to learn how to treat each other well to provide the support or the tools necessary for us to be successful at whatever job we're doing, and ultimately that will spill over to the customer. So, you know, it's a lot to this customer service thing, and, you know, you need people to patronize, you need people to come back, and, you know, you have to learn how to work with each other as you know, employees together in order to produce the best product possible to keep folks coming in the doors. And you know, that's just, you know, simple, you know, economics 101, you know. And I think sometimes it gets left by the wayside. I think sometimes people forget about it. I think sometimes people think their product's so great that they don't have to focus in on customer service. But, you know, it really is something that's needed. It's really something that will bring about longevity in, you know, the business that you're in, and, you know, bring about longevity if you're an entrepreneur or if you're an employee. If you're providing excellent internal and external customer service, it will build, it would bode well for you. It would give you great references. It would give you great training, give you great skill set to be successful in, you know, whatever endeavor you're in, because you understand internal customer service and external customer service. You understand what it takes to be provided with the tools that are necessary to be successful. And then as you advance up in as far as leading other people, you'll know how important it is to give, you know, your coworkers or your staff or whoever is in the business with you the proper tools necessary to be successful. And that's what happens is when you know, people, for the majority of the time, when people have the proper tools, proper training, a proper understanding of what, you know, the goals are, a proper understanding of you know, what the environment is, what it takes to be in the environment, the venue, you know, having the proper, you know, amount of people in place, proper benefits, you know, that whole business, you know, management type of understanding of putting every piece in place for, you know, the whole to work, to function correctly. And when you do that, then people will respect their employees, employees will respect their employers, and you will have a successful entity. But you have to continue to work at it. You have to continue to, you know, survey, you know, what's working, what's not working, how we can improve, what things we can do to, you know, go just that little extra step that will cause, you know, our customers to be wowed or be, you know, pleasantly surprised. And when you have that, just that little bit, you know, of effort to do that, then you'll see the residual people patronizing whatever organization you have. And, you know, it boils down, you know, to customer service. I hear a lot of times, you know, you're only as good as the boots on the ground, you know, the people that are actually, you know, face-to-face with the customer. You can have the best business model in the world, but if you don't have the right support staff or the proper people on the floor, the number of people on the floor, or people understanding, you know, the product or whatever you have, your business model will be limited based upon the people, you know, and boils down to customer service is people dealing with people. And a lot of times we go to these automated things and, you know, people can get used to it, but I think people prefer, in some cases when you're dealing with something, to have that personal touch. And, you know, you have to find that balance between automation and actual, you know, having a person there. I know a lot of times people go with automation because automation didn't call out sick. Automation doesn't need benefits. But automation does break down, and automation doesn't have the ability to interact in a human way, understanding feelings, understanding circumstances that are not cut and dried in a computer software or computer programming, whereas a person will have that flexibility to make decisions based upon, you know, intellect that is beyond computer or software intellect. And, you know, that's what people are looking for in customer service. They're looking for a proper balance between automation, between human interaction, between cost. And I found that the majority of people are very pleased to pay additional or higher or premium price for excellent customer service and excellent product presentation and delivery of service. But you have to understand that if that doesn't happen, if that doesn't occur, that people will vote with their feet, and they will find somewhere else to go and to patronize. So one of the things that we can experience wellness in our community is always being excellent in our service and whatever we do, whether we're at the pharmacy, whether we're at the butcher, whether we're at the painter, the plumber, the attorney, the you know, whatever, you know, grocer, you know, whatever we find our occupation at the time, is to make sure we're doing it well, and not only well, but we're doing it with the mindset of the proper customer service. And, you know, when we do that, that generates a sense of everyone playing an important role, sense of pride in what you're doing, sense of self-worth in what you're doing. Because you're providing a service, you have purpose, you have meaning in your role and in your life, and that spills over into the community, that spills over into our customers, our neighbors, our communities, our cities. And so that's what, you know, people are definitely trying to bring about and give about, and we need to make sure that we're constantly focusing in on that, because, you know, just a little bit here and a little bit there will definitely make a difference, and just going that little extra is what we need with our customer service. We're going to take another break, and we're going to be back in about 2 minutes. We're talking about customer service tonight, and the number to call in is 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Time of year, people in the malls and the stores, and just trying to get it done. I know it's a hustle bustle and dealing with all kind of people, and knowing that, you know, sometimes people have been at work for a long time, and, you know, sometimes they might not be as courteous as they should be, and sometimes you've been working a long time, you're trying to spend your money, and you're standing in line, and things are just not going smoothly. And at some point, we all got to work together and take into consideration the person that's providing the service and the person that's wanting the service. I know sometimes I've been a little rough on the other side of giving it, and I've been a little rough on the side of wanting to receive it. And just wanted to put that in people's minds during this season, is be kind to each other, be a little more patient. You know, everyone has something going on in their lives, and sometimes they're predisposed, thinking about something else and really not into what they're doing. And, you know, it happens to all of us. So, you know, for that one time, you patronize their place, if it's something a little out of the ordinary, just be a little patient. You go to a place that you usually go to, and, you know, service is usually pretty good. You know, just be a little more patient. Come back another day. And just kind of take it easy. I know there's going to be a lot of returns, and people are going to be a little frustrated with procedures of returning. You got to have a receipt, and you got to be in the proper package, original package, all those type of things. Just, you know, with customer service, you know, there's rules and regulations that you have to follow. And as a customer, you know, there's some things you have to do. So make sure you have all that stuff together, the packaging, the receipt. You know, make sure you return it in a timely manner. And, you know, if you don't have those things and they're asking you for them, you know, they're not, a lot of times the people on the front line are not making it up. A lot of times it's you know, policy. So just, you know, do everything you can to you know, make sure you're going to follow the policy. And you know, if you do get into a situation where you're not getting what you need, you know, at least kind of courteously, it's easy for you to say, well, for me to say, courteously, you know, ask to speak to a supervisor or a manager and intelligently, you know, explain to them what your situation is. Don't get, you know, elevated with drama and hands going in people's faces and calling people out their name. That really is not going to get us anywhere. So, you know, this is a way to deal with it. You know, sometimes, you know, with the recent shootings and things, people have been, you know, confronted or had disagreements with people that they came in contact with customer service or some information they didn't receive, whether it's in school, whether it's in a restaurant or a store. And because of that confrontation, they didn't believe they received the proper customer service or the response. Something, you know, pushes people over the edge where they want to deal with it and they want to come back and retaliate or go on get back. And so, you know, we live in that kind of environment, that kind of climate now. And so it's important, you know, for our own health, our own safety, our own wellness, you know, and the safety and the health and the wellness of those around us, is that we make sure that we communicate and talk to people civilly and make sure that we're not being confrontational, but being factual, truthful, and being calm, that you know, we can diffuse or tamp down some of the drama that escalates to dangerous interaction between folks. And you know, customer service can do that. So if you're in a situation where you're not getting the response that you want from, you know, the frontline folk, you know, just, you know, courteously or kindly, you know, step away and talk to the supervisor. And, you know, if you're not getting anything there, just write a letter. And after you write the letter, you know, just let it go. Just let it go, because a lot of times it's not worth it. A lot of times if you're on the other end and you're giving service out and you just continue to be, you know, adamant and you know, you're finding that you're not getting a response from the customer if you call your supervisor and ask them to try to deal with it. But, you know, always want to de-escalate. We don't want to escalate. We don't want to get into confrontation unnecessarily. We can agree to disagree, and we can, you know, agree to, you know, move on to our separate ways without, you know, getting into a place where customer service turns into customer or employee harm. And, you know, we want to stay away from that. And we can do it in a lot of cases, and it happens, you know, millions of times a day where people deal with, you know, just not understanding, not agreeing, not feeling like, you know, they're getting the proper customer service. But there's a proper way to deal with it. There's a right and a wrong way to deal with it. So, again, during these, you know, these trying times in our country, you know, the times of being in malls and dealing with, you know, people in restaurants and stores, and a lot of times employees now are temporary staff. They might not have the training or the experience, you know, that you know, the ordinary staff has, their seasonal staff. You have to take all of those things into consideration when you're out this time of year, and just be a little cooler, you know, plan a little longer, plan the, you know, your trip, you know, don't be in such a big hurry. Just plan that it's going to take a little longer, plan to, you know, to not be in such a rush, plan that things that you're looking for might not be there, and even though it's advertised, that sometimes those advertisements run out quickly, and sometimes the advertisements are false. But, you know, we've seen those false advertisements, we've seen those false, things to get you in the store, so nobody should be surprised by any of that. But take all of that in consideration, and with that, you can, you know, just prepare yourself as you go and say, hey, it might be a little crowded. Hey, it might not have everything I need. Hey, it might be seasonal staff. you know, hey, it might be a person that just doesn't know, hey, I might be tired, I might be irritable, you know, and just kind of inhale, exhale. Misha saying that she does a woosah, you know, but just understand your internal, your external customers. Try to be the best that you can in your customer service, and just remember to always try to defuse the situation, and sometimes just walk away from it, and you know, be complimentary where you do get good service, and you know, make sure that you are being the most the best person you can be in this interaction of customer and service. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. It's been a great conversation. Thanks for everyone for participating. As always, if you want to contact us, you can get us on Twitter at PACDC316, also on Facebook at Pastors Aid, that's PASTORSAID. And if you want to listen to this broadcast or any other broadcast in its entirety after we get off the air, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastors Aid and scroll down to the on demand section, and you can listen to any of our archive broadcasts. This broadcast you can listen to live approximately 15 minutes after we go off the air. And we continue to thank all of our very fine listeners to continue to listen in, continue to share, and continue to support us. Again, we just ask everyone this time of year, you know, defuse the interaction, you know, with the customer and the service. Do whatever you can to make it the best situation possible. And sometimes you just need to walk away, leave it alone, and you'll live to patronize again, or do something else again. And you know, a lot of times after the next day, a lot of the frustration, a lot of the anger can be subsided. And, you know, that's the way we need to live for wellness in our community, and learning how to deal with frustration, disappointment, and dealing with those type of things, and understanding, you know, each other and being patient with each other just a little bit more. And I'm sure that our customer service will get better. And, again, make sure we reward it and recognize and appreciate it when we do get it. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We are glad that you were with us tonight. And so we're going to say good night, and we'll see you again or hear you again on Sunday night. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. And now that you have the resource, you need to get